Set in an apple orchard in the foothills of the Berkshires, PS21 Performance Spaces for the 21st Century presents dance, music, and theater. PS21 programming also includes free performances for kids, dance and theater workshops, and movie screenings. PS21 has returned with an adventurous season of programming developed with safety in mind. Elena Cienko is the artistic and executive director of PS21. She joins us this morning for a season preview, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Elena to the program. How are you?
Joe, thank you so much for having me. I'm very well.
It's a great pleasure to have you here. I know you've been very busy. I know just because I talked to a lot of people in the arts that I'm guessing the last year and a half has really sucked.
It wasn't easy.
So how are you approaching this season? What were your thoughts going in? Obviously, the game board was changing every moment. So you come in now where we're opening up. And how do you feel about it?
Well, we were in a slightly better position because we actually ran the entire season live last year in 2020. Thanks to our 100 acres of land and the theater in the open air. It's a wonderful new theater that was built in 2017, 2018. And so the last year really gave us a little bit of a guidance. We hosted live performances in 2020, both live and live streamed. So this year was something we could at least fall back on, including the creation and constant update of various safety guidelines, and also changes in how much capacity for the audience we could have and so forth.
So when it comes to this year, but you're able to do things that you weren't able to do last year.
Correct. For instance, this year we are able to do dance. Last year we mostly did instrumental music and programming in the landscape. And this year we just expanded in a much more ambitious way in terms of variety of genre and programming.
Let's talk about the programming for a second. Tell us about PS21, and as you are, how many years on the job now?
Exactly two.
Two, okay. Two very turbulent, weird years. And by no one's fault, certainly not your fault, just of whatever. So how do you look at, do you always keep your eyes on the mission, or do you say to yourself, okay, this will now be the mission?
Well, the organizations, you cannot just wake up one morning and change your mission. The mission remains the same, which is presenting culturally significant work and serving the community of Columbia County.
Yes. And as far as the wide breadth of the programming that you offer, though, that fits in so many different ideas and disciplines, you are able to now pretty much do that as defined from the beginning of PS21.
Well, correct, yes. And we have been, you know, right now the way artistic disciplines really cross-pollinate, it's hard to say, oh, I'm just going to present X or music or dance. We, for instance, are very interested in contemporary circus, which is one stream of programming that we have put in place beginning last year. Well, COVID canceled a number of our international productions that we were going to bring, one circus from Catalonia, for instance. We are proceeding with this plan this year of presenting at least one international circus company from Quebec, from Montreal, Barcode Circus, and it will be presented free of charge. We partner with a number of local and regional organizations that has become kind of a new initiative for us, not only Columbia Land Conservancy, but and also Hawthorne Valley Farmscape Ecology Program on various initiatives for our so-called pathways, blazing trails for a sustainable future. That's a stream of programming that also encompasses contemporary circus. And so instead of offering some of the programs on site at PS21, we actually are bringing them to where people are. So in the case of the Quebec Circus, this program is going to be on site of the Crelin Park that borders with our property and held during the Crelin Park Celebration Day.
You mentioned dance as something that is back this year. Talk about that and what people can expect over the season that you're now able to present.
We are just hosting for 3 weeks. In fact, the company is rehearsing now, today, and the entire week. The Paul Taylor Dance Company in residency for 3 weeks. The first 2 weeks from June 21 through July 4, and the company will be presenting two of its iconic works, Esplanade, the classic, mm-hmm. and Company B. And Paul Taylor Dance Company will return in August to start preparing and working on the recreation of a wonderful modernist work called The Green Table from 1933 by a German choreographer Kurt Jus. And Paul Taylor Dance Company is also giving master classes, which is a lot of fun, twice a week. So even somebody like you, Joe, can attend. They're
All
open
right.
to community.
Good. Thank you. Take that as an invitation.
It's called Movement Without Borders. That's yeah. that's our series.
So, and you touched on this, but when you were saying about doing what you did, what we were able to do last year because of the land of having so much land, and I assume much of that is still going to be used this season. Or is being used.
Absolutely. Well, when the pandemic started, we actually made the point of encouraging our community to use our trails. We also built new trails with the help of the recreation committee of the town of Chatham and the wonderful Mike West. From the town, we built new trails. We encouraged the community to come and use our trails. They're open to the public dawn to dusk. I think during the pandemic it was really important that people are physical, they move, and not only for walking, but when we finally, in the summer of 2020, a year ago, launched our Pathways programming, we offered various ecological walks, talks, conversations. This year, as part of Pathways on the Trails, in partnership with the Hawthorne Valley Farmscape Ecology Program, we will host Bat and Moth Night, among other programs.
You mentioned that partnership. Talk a little bit about the partnerships. That seems to be very important to the organization and what you do. And I love hearing that word. I love hearing these great organizations getting together. So talk a little bit about those partnerships and how we'll see them unfold throughout the season.
A general thought is that partnerships really build the momentum for all of us. They amplify each other's voice. We are much stronger as partners. We serve our community better. There is a way of sharing programming, marketing, administrative resources. CLC advised us on developing new trails, CLC meaning Columbia Land Conservancy,
yep.
and with the help of volunteers from the town of Chatham, I think it really just galvanizes community. And so we started with the partnership with the CLC and Hawthorne Valley Farm, and this year we will also be collaborating with Basilica, Hudson Basilica, yep. on their signature festival called Soundscape. Also in partnership with us, another organization called Hollow from Brooklyn, and also Wave Farm, the wonderful organization in Greene County. And we hope that these partnerships will continue and our various ways of how we connect and program, not just in dance. We can expand our just way of being friends, partners, collaborators, partners in thought, and just citizens in Columbia County serving the community.
Well, that's right. And it's, there's safety in numbers. And also you get to you get to creatively work together, which is wonderful not only for you as organizations, but of course for us as the audience.
Absolutely. And a good example would be where, you know, on July 24, we are hosting a longtime performer with PS21, Caleb Teicher, a tap dancer with Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. The concert is at 8:30, and preceding the concert, there is a picnic at Art Omai. So we just decided that we will join forces, and one organization will host the picnic, and then the audience can travel further from Ghent to Chatham to attend Orpheus Chamber Orchestra concert.
I mentioned the audience, and that's an important thing to mention, because your audience is very cultivated, and because you are... you are where you are, and in the Hudson Valley and in the Berkshires, have this wonderful artistic audience. So you know your folks.
I want to say we do, but we also want to attract new audiences. Mm-hmm. And rather than just knowing our folks, we want to push them. We want to surprise them. That's the idea of a summer festival. You present something new. You bring to your audience something that is unexpected, but you also program for audiences that you don't yet have and you hope to have.
And to push back only gently, and because it's not really even a pushback, but I would argue only slightly that the fact that you are able to do that because you have challenging programming, and the audience accepts that and comes, is that you've already done your job in cultivating this audience that is willing to go on this ride with you. In other words, you've established trust with them that they are saying, oh, okay, I don't know what this is, but I'll come and see it and experience it because I trust the organization.
We hope so. That's actually the ideal scenario. But generally, you never stop developing your audience.
Sure.
You never rest on your laurels. If you continue presenting something of the same, the audience starts, some of them stay with you for a while and then they start dwindling down. So you have to always push the envelope and move forward. And we were quite surprised that even last year when we presented a variety of modern and contemporary music, how much interest a lot of our programming evoked in our audiences. And it's not just the impression. We actually did an audience survey in November of last year after our 2020 season of what the preferences were, what audiences' expectations were. But again, it's a never-ending process cultivating an audience.
I find this fascinating, but is there a thing as too much contemporary in your programming?
We try to vary. Paul Taylor Dance Company is presenting rather classical pieces, as you know. A lot of the music that we present this year, you know, Bach, I think Bach is terribly contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Contemporary
circus also, I think you can't go wrong. It's such a democratic genre that it's appealing to kids, adults, kids of all ages, from 8 to 88.
All right. So take us through the season. What else should we know about what's coming up at PS21 over the next several weeks?
Well, we have an exciting and terribly busy July 4th weekend. First of all, it's Paul Taylor Dance Company. Masterclasses today and Saturday. Friday and Saturday, Company B and Esplanade. Then on Monday, we launch our signature series in chamber music called House Blend. It's our own blend, brewed for the audiences in mind, with a variety of contemporary, modern, and classical older chamber music with some of the best musicians and leading performers on the scene. This is a series we are particularly excited about. We think it's highly caffeinated and will be surprising and probably fun also to a lot of our audience members who love music in general. Then finally, we are looking forward for our gala on August 6th, where Paul Taylor will present the work in process on the Green Table. It's a work that's scored for two pianos, so there will be two live pianos on stage, and we really are looking forward for this program.
So a lot going on. And people, of course, can find out more information by going to ps21chatham.org, ps21chatham.org. And then there's, I mean, there is even more, and I'm interested in, because I know that some of the things that you have on tap, we mentioned the chamber music, talking about theater and dance. Opera has been a part?
Absolutely. That actually, the Modern Opera Fest was the centerpiece and is the centerpiece of our season.
Yeah.
What's exciting, especially about this festival, is that on July 16, we will present the opera where community can participate.
And how do they participate?
So the opera is called Pan, about the Greek god Pan,
okay.
One of the gods that was put to death. And some community members will be on stage, others will be in the audience. The opera is directed by Douglas Fitch with the MacArthur, and it's actually created for the wonderful celebrated flutist Claire Chase, who is a MacArthur Fellow. And both Claire and Doug will direct the community members. They will be given handheld instruments, tuned wine glasses, anything that you can shake. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. That was our way of really making the audience more involved and active agents and not just passive observers. It's open to kids and adults, and it's just a whole lot of fun for the entire family.
You have such a wonderful season on tap. I urge folks to check out your website and to see all of the cool things. It's ps21chatham.org, ps21chatham.org. Elena Cianco is the artistic and executive director of PS21. Elena, I thank you so much for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you on the program. Have a beautiful season, and thank you for sharing.
Joe, thanks very much. We love your programming.
Well, it's a great pleasure. Thank you. Again, you can find out more at ps21chatham.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.